listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser.
Very good afternoon. You are listening to Life Counts Coaching. My name is Rona Collin and I'm a personal coach from Cork City in Ireland. Hope you're keeping well and I hope that you will enjoy the program as much as I'll enjoy bringing it to you. So what is personal coaching? Well, firstly and foremost, it's a program that is going to be supporting you around any issues that you are having. Whether it's personal relationships, whether it's work related, or whether it's around your own personal development. Anything really that I can support you around, I will. Coaching is a tool that facilitates a conversation. That's what a life coach does. It helps to facilitate a conversation between me, the coach, and you, the client. I help people move forward and set personal and professional goals that will give them the life that they really want. Most life coaching clients are healthy, successful people who might be a little stuck or simply want to make a big change in their own lives and want the support of their own personal coach to do so. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help you get unstuck and create the goals and achievements that you want to achieve within your life. So if you want to get in contact with the program, please do so. Rona@kebu.org. That's Rona, R-H-O-N-A, at kebu.org. Get in contact and let's get you unstuck. So what are some of the areas that you might be stuck with and stuck around within your life? Maybe you need some support around setting or achieving goals or objectives. Maybe planning in a business, career or life way. Blasting through blocks and fears. Clearing out clutter in your mind, financial security and independence. Balancing business and a personal life. Making key decisions and designing strategies for success. Communicating powerfully and effectively. Becoming a problem-free zone within your own mind. Building powerful relationships. Breaking through that glass ceiling of limiting self-beliefs. Getting out of a rut. Or maybe just getting out of your head and out of your own way. Whatever the issues are, there are tools and there are strategies to help you to have a better life, a better quality of living. You don't have to remain stuck. You can really achieve all the things that you really want to achieve. So if there's a gap between where you are now and where you want to be, then there is room for a personal life coach. Why struggle on your own when you can get what you want out of your life in a fraction of the time with the structure, support and tools of a skilled life coach? And that is what I'm here to do. That is what I'm here to facilitate. That is what I'm here to help, support, listen, understand without being judgmental. There's absolutely no judgment here. I understand that people have challenges in their daily lives. We all do. Nobody gets away unscathed. But if you have the right tools and the right structures in support and in place for yourself, then things will be a lot easier and you'll have a much clearer, broader picture of how your life can be with the support from a life coach. I feel before I can start supporting anybody else in a coaching context, I need to be authentic and tell you a little bit about myself. So, as I've told you already, Rona Colin is my name and I'm from the Republic of Ireland in Cork, which is in the south of the island. I use a wheelchair full-time myself. Since birth, I have spina bifida and I am the youngest of eight. I have to say, coaching has always been something that I have wanted to do as a career. I've always been very interested in people and how they think and why they think the way that they think, and supporting people to achieve their dreams, goals and whatever they want support with around their life. So I decided in 2012 to go to college, to go to University College Cork, and to train in the area of life coaching. So I have a higher diploma in coaching and coaching psychology, and I absolutely loved that training, because for me it was life changing. Not only did I get the skill set to support other people in my work and in coaching areas and life skills, but I also got the skills to support myself. So it just enhanced my own quality of life. And when you learn those skills, you really, really want to share those skills with other people, because we all deserve a life that is full, rich, and that we feel empowered and that we feel contented and happy and completely overjoyed and waking up every day so excited about our lives, and to be able to cope with difficult times, because everybody has difficult times within their life. And it's getting those skills and achieving those goals that helps make life so worthwhile. So that is what we're going to do. We're going to look at all aspects of life and we're going to get you excited about your life, get you enthusiastic about your life, and help you have the coping skills with the day-to-day challenges of life, that they don't seem so ginormous and that you can cope with any eventuality possible. So I'm not saying that I have all the answers. I'm just saying that I've got tools that I'd like to share with you. And I know for a fact, I fundamentally believe that these tools will work. And it's about arming yourself and giving yourself the best possible toolkit to support you around your daily living. And actually, by improving the quality of your life, it will improve the quality of your relationships, and it will seep into other people's lives as well. Because if you're happy and you're contented in your life, you will make other people happy and contented within their lives as well. So it does have a ripple effect. And I promise you, these skills are going to be very useful in daily living. So I have been doing coaching now for a couple of years. And it's been interesting the different areas that people have come to me for support for. I feel that there are six main areas myself and six main facets. So number one is something wonderful happened. So you're either after getting a new job, or you had a new baby, or you launched a new business, and that is all fantastic. But it also can be really terrifying and really overwhelming to undergo such major changes within your life. Essentially, you're basically letting go of the old of your life and taking on a brand new identity, a new role, and you're not going to get there yet. Yet you need some support. And that's where personal coaching can come in with a life coach. It can be very frightening to let go of what you know, and especially if you feel like you should be incredibly happy, but you're not. A great life coach will help you navigate this huge change and support you in moving forward into a healthier, much more enjoyable way of thinking and being, in accepting and being embedded in this new beautiful challenge and phase of your life. The next one that's interesting is and difficult is something terrible happened. And if that's true, I'm so sorry. And I'm sorry if that happened to you. Death, job loss, moving, divorce, all are bad stuff. And that can be shoving your life into a bit of a shredder and making it seem like you're in a constant tailspin. A good life coach will be compassionate and provide a completely safe place that is non-judgmental, a place for you to grieve and to give you some moral support. Taking the time to leave you grieve fully and lessening the amount of time you despair, helping you to cope and giving you the strategic tools that you need to be able to cope. Most of us want to avoid all of these really sad and upsetting feelings at all costs, and to attempt to force them away or compartmentalize them and put them into a box. But by looking at them and by examining them, you develop the skills to learn to cope with them. And then you won't be feeling resentful, or that you won't be ending up in a deeper way of feeling sad for a longer period of time. A good coach will support you around this area and show you powerful tools to move forward into a happier, much more peaceful place by examining these feelings with you in more in-depth ways. The third one is nothing is happening. Perhaps you're trying to start a business. Perhaps you're trying to start a new job. Your money situation isn't improving. Your love life isn't great. And nothing seems to be working for you. As a coach, it's my role to help you discover why you were stuck and why things don't seem to be working out in the way that you want them to. I will be able to help you remove these obstacles, because we do all put obstacles in our way. Burst through the old painful limiting self-beliefs that we have and devise a brand new powerful plan to help you to get what you truly want to achieve from your life. Number four is, how do I make it happen? There is something in your life that you desperately want, a new job, to start a new business of your own, to meet the love of your life, but you're frozen by old life's ways. You may feel that you're clinging to the edge of a cliff while standing or leaping seems impossible. I can help you work through the fear and overwhelming feelings that you're having that usually crop up when you're trying to create something new, authentic and exciting. That's very normal to feel that way when you're trying to move through a new experience, but you're clinging on for dear life to the old ways of being because we kind of gravitate to what we know already. So that's my role, to help you to get excited and to create something that's authentic, exciting and new for you, and to give you the stepping stones in order to do so. Number five, what in goodness name is happening? What the heck is happening? At times it feels like nothing makes sense. I've had those experiences within my own life. Learning how to identify and dissolve painful beliefs about yourself that we are running into the background can shift you out of a helpless space and bring you back to a place of peace. This usually helps to clear up a lot of confusion. I will help you transform and transition away from a victimhood to being a completely happy, powerful force within your own life and the life that you want. Sometimes we're busy playing the blame game. Sometimes we're busy blaming others for the things that have happened in our lives. And it's when we take the time to realize that all the power lies within ourselves, that is when you're coming of a place of power. And the last one is, so you've just walked out of a job that you hate or ended a bad relationship. Congratulations. And I say congratulations because well done you. But that also can be an exceptionally terrifying place to be. So it's time to take some deep breaths and know that you're one step closer to having a life that is more fulfilling and more meaningful, because there's absolutely no point in staying in a space that you feel not you, not complete, not authentic, and just not happy. You may not have figured out what your next step is going to be, but a good life coach like myself can help you figure out just the next steps that you want to achieve by examining your life and seeing exactly where it is that you want to go. You will be able to create a life that is authentic and really happy. All clients that I have worked with have gone through situations like this. I see it time and time and time again. And it's not for me to answer the questions for people, because genuinely, I believe that people know the answers to their own questions. I just genuinely facilitate a conversation and help people have their own realizations about their own lives and get them to a place where they can hear the answers, truly hear the answers of their own soul, of their own experience, and answer the questions of their own heart. So it's a very exciting time. It's a nerve-wracking time. It's a time for clients who are feeling a little overwhelmed, for me to stand with you step by step into achieving all the things that you want to achieve within your own life. So they're the main six areas that I come to deal with on a daily basis when I'm working at home in Ireland. So if there is something that you want to talk to me about, if you're feeling a little stuck within your life, if you've had a new baby, if you've started a new job, if you've just left a job that you hate, and that you're needing some support around what to do next, please do get in contact. It's Rona, or H-O-N-A, at kboo.org. Please do get in contact with the programme, and I promise you we will work together to figure out the answers to your own questions. I will facilitate the conversation with you. I will be a support for you, but ultimately you will figure out the answers to your own questions with a little bit of support and guidance from myself. Well, that is the programme for this week. It's the very first one. I hope that you have enjoyed it. I hope you found it helpful and insightful. Many more great podcasts to come covering many more topics.
In the meantime, please do take care of yourself and take care of those that you love. This is Rhona Colin from Life Counts Coaching, and I will speak to you again next time. Take care now. Goodbye.